Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a new day. Thank you as we think of this word, Father God. We can so get caught up in what we mustn't do and what we mustn't love. But thank you, Lord, when we get caught up in your goodness, when you call us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you, Father God, that you are light, that there is no darkness in light. Just goodness and all the good fruits are there. And we lack nothing because you've got a destiny and a purpose for us according to our names written in heaven. So thank you for all the beauty and all the goodness that we awake to day by day that keeps us in the right place so that we partake of your goodness. We partake of this earth that you made available for your beloveds. And thank you, Father God, and because we do that, we can shine and we can be eternally and forever with you, too busy with the good to worry about the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 John 2, verse 15 to 17. Don't love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Everything that's in the world, the craving for whatever the body feels, the craving for whatever the eye sees, and the arrogant pride in one's possessions is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world and its cravings are passing away, but the person who does the will of God remains forever.
Hallelujah. So we can see, you know, the demonic deceptions that brought about the fall and still brings about the fall in the world today is passing away. But he who does the will of the Lord endures forever. So we stick to those solid foundations of God's word. He hears my word and does it like a wise man building his house on the rock. He has what he needs. He's strong. The storms come and he overcomes. He shines. And that is a big reality. So the big reality of the will of God comes out so clearly and beautifully when we think of the Lord's Prayer that Jesus tells his disciples to pray. And remember, we need to be disciples. Those are the people that Jesus instructed, and then they brought this gospel into the world that we can partake of. So we are disciples. We have not loved the world in this deception. We've seen this lack there. And so we've loved the Lord, and we have come into the family, and we are now following Jesus, listening to him, and so that where he is, there we can also be. That's a wonderful reality of why Jesus died and fell into the ground, to produce much fruit like him. Amen. As my Father sent me, so I send you. Okay, going back to the prayer. So Jesus instructs him, he says, don't say too many long words, and you know, you run a boast just in your prayer. But yeah, your Father knows what you need. That's such a key. God knows us. He made us, and he made us for purpose. So we stick to the Godhead. That's where we can stay in the light and have sufficiency every day to overcome. So it goes on. He says, our Father in heaven. It's wonderful. There we got the reality of a good God that's made everything for us, a beautiful world. He inhabits the heaven. We inhabit the earth. But he's very present, all-knowing and all over, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so we tap into his will. We tap into his hallowed name. His name needs to be the center of our being, because we come from him and we find our life in him. So it's hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name, and then manifest your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and then your will be done. And there we could see that's the world that's going to endure forever. So that's all we want, is what is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit's will for us. So we want to stay in that. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we acknowledge you as the provider of all we need. Give us our daily bread, some translations. But it's so beautiful. It's not just food. It is everything, protection. Because he says he makes all grace abound to us. All grace is having sufficient at all times in every way. So it's protection, it's leading, it's peace, it's joy, the joy of our salvation. That's what we're actually tapping into. The reason he made us is for purpose. And it's a joy of our salvation, which is the joy of our name written in heaven. the story we got to walk out. Hebrews 11 speaks about these beautiful testimonies that's been given to us that lived their life here in union with the Lord. They've run their race. And we now, as children of the living God, have come to the church of the firstborn. In Hebrews 12, we can see that. And therefore, we are still running our race, which is exploring and having God's attention and experiencing the goodness of His plan for our lives. And that's it. If we're getting that on a daily basis, drawing close, and we are getting love, and in love, in God's provision, in blessing us with every spiritual blessing, one of the first big spiritual blessings is the forgiveness, the taking away of our sins, because that needed to happen so that we could not get busy with sin, but we can get busy with the goodness of God that is here and that has come to this earth. So all goodness comes because of what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. And now, as we have been forgiven, because we've been given life and life in abundance, we give that out to others as well. And then when we're busy with that on a daily basis, we are not falling into the lies and the deception. So we are not led into captivity. So all the rest of the prayer is then answered. Why? Because we are in the kingdom. We are aware of the kingdom. We partake of the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.